Ghost Call. Lives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith and his native assistant, Ali, invade a coffee house in Aswan in the guise of Wadi Fareg Arabs. They are seeking information relative to an uprising under the leadership of Melik Pasha, instigator and organizer of the Jihad, or Holy War. Their disguise is detected. They are captured and confined in a dungeon from which they are released by Amira, a native princess held by El Melik as a slave girl. In attempting to escape from the coffee house, KC, Ali, and Amira are trapped by Melik Pasha's henchmen in the anteroom to the Pasha's private quarters.
Most fellows will have to pass through this room to report our escape to the Pasha. Ali, in case they think to examine these wall hangings and look behind them...
I understand, Kasi. Amira is our prisoner.
Right. Quiet now. Here they come.
By the red beardy prophet, I do not understand how the roomy dog and his helper escaped from the cage in the cellar.
It were impossible, Hasim, unless...
Unless? What do you mean?
Unless they received assistance from someone in the house.
And you believe, Mohammed?
I believe it indeed strange that Amira, who saw the star of Mohammed on the breast of the unbeliever, should suddenly refute our word.
Amira! By Allah, Habib, you are right. The woman is the daughter of Shaitan, in league with the spies. Yet, how did she release them? Yusuf stands before the dungeon door. He would have seen her.
Hasim!
What is
the meaning of this commotion in my abbey chamber? Have you all been stricken by the blight that ye chatter like camp women?
Nay, O master. We come to report that he is Mohammed, and I have just returned from the dungeon. And the roomy dog and his men have gone, master.
Have what? Cease your stuttering. What have they?
They have vanished, master.
Vanished? Oh. You doddering old fool. How is it possible for two flesh and blood men to vanish from a dungeon with walls of stone two hands in thickness?
Nay, master, hear me out. The dungeon is empty. The birds have flown. How they got out, only Allah knows.
Then these two spies walked through the walls and you have permitted them to slip out from beneath your blind old eyes.
Hasim has not permitted them to escape, master. They were securely locked in their cage. But, master, there is a traitor in this house who has helped them.
A traitor? Under my own roof? Who is this traitor?
Ah, if one but knew that, my lord. Mm. One of the master slaves, a woman, perhaps?
Say, master, I have just remembered. There is a way in which the two dungeons in the cellar may be reached from this very chamber.
Yeah?
I had forgotten it, or I would have spoken of this passage when the presence came to honor my father's house with his person.
A passage? Where is it?
There, behind those hangings, is a panel which opens into a narrow passageway. Stairs lead down to other panels in the walls of the two dungeons.
Examine the passageway at once. And tell me, friend Mohammed, are there other secrets in your father's house of which I have not been informed?
None, master. Why the former owner of this house built the passage, I do not know. I came upon it by accident, long after my father came into possession of the property.
Enough. Hasim, take men and lights. Examine the passageway and dungeons thoroughly at once. If these prisoners have escaped, they must still be in the house. Find them.
Hearing is obeying, master. Mohammed, you will show me this passageway. You others will search the house and... Ah, look, master.
Huh?
There on the floor below the wall hanging. Is that not the hem of a barako?
Yeah, you are right, my Hasim. There, your blade, you there at the door. Now, Mohammed, Hasim, strike through the drapes.
One moment, Excellency.
Master, he's got his meat.
And so the lone wolf is trapped once more. And Amira, what means this?
It means, Malik Pasha, that the lady is our prisoner. And if you or one of your men stop us from leaving here, Ali will drive his shotgun through her heart. Now, get away from that door.
Not so fast, friend. The Lady Amira has some explaining to do. And you also. Tell me, Kasi Smith, how did you manage to get out of the cellar chamber and into this room?
Ali stumbled onto the method of opening the panel from our chamber and we...
The guard lies, master. The lower panel cannot be opened from inside the dungeon. The woman must have opened it for them.
It is useless, Kasi, my friend. Mohammed speaks the truth. Malik Pasha, these two are my friends.
Mm.
It is true. I freed them from the dungeon and brought them here.
So, you freed them. Well, my child, for that you will receive just punishment. Kasi Smith, Ali, lay aside your weapons or be cut to pieces by the knives of El Malik.
What is written, Kasi. The hand of Allah is lifted from us. Now.
Right, but watch for opportunities.
All right, Malik Pasha. Put us back in your cage.
You shall continue to be my guests until I decide upon your fate. But I shall place you where there is no chance of escape.
The Temple of Talman, Excellency?
Exactly, Hasim. On the Isle of the Elephant. And see that our guests are comfortably chambered in the crypts beneath the temple.
And the woman, master?
Amira? We shall find a place for her also, Hasim. But go now. Kasi and his dog must be on the island before daylight.
In thick, impenetrable darkness, far beneath the ruined temple of Tolman on the island of the elephants, opposite the city of Aswan in the River Nile, Casey and Ali discuss their probable fate and the slim possibilities of escape.
There's much doubt of El-Malik's intentions, Ali. We're going to stay here until it pleases him to put us out of his way. And that isn't going to be pleasant.
Therefore, my friend, we must not be here when it pleases that offspring of the evil one to send for us.
No? Easier said than done. There's no Amira here to help us out through secret panels. By the way, I wonder what they did with her.
She is a brave child, Kasi. I do not like to contemplate her fate.
No, nor I. Got any matches? They stripped me clean of everything in my garments.
As they did me, Habib.
Have you any idea where we are?
No more than you. The Temple of Tolman, sometimes known as the Temple of Kings, has for centuries been nothing but ruins. The existence of these crypts has long since been forgotten, or so it was thought. They are almost inaccessible.
Oh, I'm not so sure of that. They blindfolded us when we came in. It seemed we walked only a short distance underground. I'd like to know the exact lay of the land, how far we are from the riverbed.
Do you notice a peculiarity about the floor and the walls of this crypt, Kasi? And this stone bench upon which we sit?
Peculiar? What do you mean?
The floor, it is wet, and the walls are smooth and damp.
Well, that's what makes me believe we're close to the riverbank. The dampness may be caused by seepage. We're on an island and probably close to water. And furthermore, if we can only...
You heard that? Stones do not fall in such a place as this of their own volition.
Didi. Ali.
Don't answer, Ali. The sound of your voice might give you away.
Kasi Smith.
It is Suleiman. Here, above your head.
Suleiman, the Beisha wing. Where are you?
Up near the ceiling of the crypt.
Make a light that we may see you.
I have no matches, no tapers. I am in the mouth of a small passage opening close to the ceiling. I have a rope with me. Listen closely. Amira is here, confined in a nearby crypt.
Amira here? And Melik Pasha?
We'll be here soon. I have overheard the guards talking.
Can you fasten that rope up there somewhere and let it down to us?
Yes, sir. A moment until I...
That stone door, it is opening. Wait, Suleiman, with the rope.
Bring the lights closer, Daoud.
My guests. And they have not flown from their quarters this time. It is unfortunate, Qasi, my friend, that the Shahzadi Amira is not here to assist you.
Well, 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 our friends of the coffee house, eh? We are honored, Excellency.
At your service, gentlemen. My servants have cared for you well. There is nothing you desire, within reason, of course.
Oh, nothing, Excellency. We're perfectly comfortable.
With perhaps one exception.
The exception, Ali?
Your absence is much more desirable than your presence.
Spoken like a true son of the desert, Ali. And when the time comes, I shall remember your wish. These quarters are a trifle gloomy, but you will not object to that after tomorrow's sunset.
Sunset tomorrow. The beginning of the Feast of Ramadan. So you're going to move us, eh?
That depends largely upon how you look at it.
Come to the point, Melik. What do you want?
The answer to two simple questions. If the replies prove satisfactory, you shall both go free tomorrow at sunset. Otherwise...
Well?
Otherwise, your mutilated bodies will be found floating in the Nile on the second day of Ramadan.
What do you want?
The exact location of the Cairo headquarters of the Ghost Corps and the password... which admits one to the presence of your chief, Sidi Baker.
You'll very likely find Sidi Baker soon enough. The password of the Corps? I've forgotten it.
Perhaps Ali's memory is not as faulty as that of his master?
It seems, Excellency, that Ali's memory has suddenly and unaccountably failed him.
You force me to extreme measures, my friends. Daoud, bind their arms behind them. Asim. The irons are heated.
White hot, master. The charcoal brazier heats quickly.
Place it there. I regret deeply, gentlemen, the necessity of having to resort to such crude methods, but I have no time to waste. By speaking now, you may save yourself much pain and sightless eyes.
Well, if your methods aren't exactly modern, Melik, they're at least efficient and true to character. Go as far as you like.
Then we shall begin with you, my friend. Hassim, the iron...
Ready, master.
As neatly, as slowly as possible, Hassim. Prolong the operation and commence with the left eye first. Begin.